The Ebola virus was spreading faster than it could be controlled and had the potential to be catastrophic in terms of lost lives, warned Margaret Chan, head of the World Health Organization, WHO. So why, then, were victims being brought to the United States? The immediate response by African governments was equally incoherent. In the early fall of 2014, the West African nations of Sierra Leone, situated between Liberia and Guinea, was placed under medical martial law, with its 6 million citizens quarantined in their homes for 3 days as government workers went door to door seeking Ebola victims. Similarly, in Liberia, the government and the World Health Organization were establishing about 70 community care centers to involuntarily move those infected with Ebola from their homes. A similar program was planned for Sierra Leone. Some observers have called these controversial centers Ebola death camps. At least 3,000 U.S. soldiers were ordered to aid the lockdown and displacement, causing some Americans to suspect the African action might be a preview of things to come in the U.S. should the Ebola outbreak spread here. Oddly enough, at least some of these troops were assigned hospice duties requiring close contact with the infected, such as cleaning rooms and emptying bedpans. By the end of September 2014, the first Ebola case in the USA was made public by the CDC. The critically ill patient, who was not initially named, entered Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas after arriving in the U.S. from Liberia to visit relatives. CDC Director Thomas Frieden appeared optimistic when he announced, "This is the first case of Ebola diagnosed in the U.S. and the first strain of this Ebola diagnosed outside of Africa. I have no doubt that we will control this case of Ebola so that it does not spread widely in this country." Yet, it appeared the federal government was gearing up for an Ebola pandemic following the activities in Africa when, in September 2014, President Obama warned that the Ebola outbreak was spiraling out of control and that the world might see hundreds of thousands of people infected if it was not swiftly addressed by the international community. Meanwhile, Lakeland Industries, a manufacturer of protective clothing, announced the U.S. State Department had put out a bid for 160,000 hazmat suits for the battle against Ebola. Thus far, the early indications of what the Obama administration response to Ebola may be are troubling. Soon after the outbreak, Obama signed an executive order authorizing the apprehension, detention or conditional release of individuals with certain severe acute respiratory diseases, not including influenza. This order modified a similar one signed by George Bush in 2003 in response to public fear over the SARS epidemic.